Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. For years, I have been informing listeners and readers that precious metals prices were being secretly manipulated despite consistent denials by the banks and brokerages involved and the government regulators charged with oversight. For example, 5 years ago, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission ended a five-year investigation into the silver market trading and concluded it did not find any evidence to charge anyone. Well, I was right. Over a year ago, officials at Germany's largest bank, Deutsche Bank, accepted plea bargains in U.S. federal court for manipulating the prices of gold and silver. As part of the plea, the bank paid large fines and agreed to provide evidence against other banks also engaged in this illegal activity. 8 days ago, the U.S. Justice Department issued a news release that a former J.P. Morgan Chase metals trader named John Edmonds pled guilty to commodities fraud and spoofing conspiracy. One U.S. Assistant Attorney General stated, quote, "For years, John Edmonds engaged in a sophisticated scheme to manipulate the market for precious metals futures contracts for his own gain by placing orders that were never intended to be executed," unquote. This entering of fake buy and sell orders is known as spoofing. In doing so, Edmonds deceived other traders on the supply and demand for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium futures contracts, resulting in price moves favorable to Edmonds and his co-conspirators. He engaged in these crimes from about 2009 through 2015, which overlapped the CFTC silver investigation by 4 years. As part of the plea, Edmonds admitted he learned these deceptive trading practices from more senior traders at J.P. Morgan Chase, and that he executed these fraudulent moves hundreds of times with the knowledge and consent of his immediate supervisors. As a condition to this plea agreement, Edmonds is cooperating with the government in expanding this investigation against other J.P. Morgan Chase traders and supervisors. Sentencing is scheduled for mid-December. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank is one of the U.S. government's primary trading partners. Over the past decade, it has paid the U.S. government more than $43 billion in fines. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.